Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Alexa Blisses of beers. Welcome to Podswoggle, a wrestling podcast of entertainment. This is your host, Mullet, here. Oh, man, I've been way too long since I've done anything.
At all?
Full stop, yes. It's the holiday season, and it has been an all-timer of a year. It's been a while since it's been around, but we have to have our annual holiday, either Thanksgiving or Christmas tradition, where we watch this exiting year's Royal Rumble and do the old classic Royal Rumble drinking game. Usually, Tope is here to join us. There's still a chance, a hope upon hope, that he'll be able to join us possibly for next week's episode of the Men's Rumble. But for right now, I have a most worthy substitute for a much different way. Augie is here. Augie, what is going on?
I'm so sorry for those of you expecting Tope.
Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't think these episodes are very popular. They're really just for us. Look, my kid is 8 years old now, all right? Think about how long you've been listening to this show, everyone at home, and think about me, and think about having an 8-year-old child, all right? So I need this every year.
I'm surprised people listen to 500 episodes of our shit to begin with.
No, yeah.
And now we have just like these fucking just Easter egg extra.
Well, yeah, so it's wild to think about, but you are, the reason why I say you're more worthy is, how are you?
I'm fucking tired, man. Buying a house, when you buy a house, you're like, oh, I made it, but no.
Nope.
That's the start.
You're going to feel like you made the house at the end of it. Augie is also a Claremont, Orlando, Florida resident with me. He drove 30 minutes in a 15-minute span to get here.
I had to make a detour to the liquor store and to Walmart and shit. But yeah, I used to live 4 hours away. Now I live 15 minutes away, and I think I've seen you just as much.
A little bit more.
Moved in 2 months ago, and I think that was the last time I saw you.
Well, no, you squatted in my house for like 6 hours.
Oh, yeah,
so you could eat dinner during
Milton. I was just using you for your power.
Yeah. That's fine. Use me all you want. Yeah, it's so the hope was we were going to have the full 3LK here, and Sam will be joining us for the second podcast as well. We're kind of inversing it this year based on child care things.
For those of you not listening, you have another episode to not listen to.
There you go. So, oh, good, I could not open my apps next week. but instead, I like this because normally Tope is probably, along with Rich, and apologies, Whitten, if I'm speaking out of turn, but are keeping up with wrestling still on a really, really regular basis. So Tope and I are able to reflect on the year, like, man, remember when this happened, and like have a conversation about where we are. We're going to be having conversations where you're like, and then what happened?
I'm gonna be doing that during this Rumble, and I was here for this Rumble.
So correct me if I'm wrong, this is the last like wrestling show you've watched.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right. But you are kind of familiar with what... All right, so we're going to play a fun game, all right? I'm getting my card out. We're going to draw numbers here in a second. We're going to do the Women's Rumble. This one's going to be harder for you probably than the men, just out of probably general interest.
Harder.
But, yeah. It's a good start as well. So when they come out, I want you to give me kind of a guess as to what they're doing right now.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you how close you are, but we'll see how many you get, because you probably are still seeing stuff through social media or...
Sort of. So I guess the algorithm, I guess I used to watch it a lot more in the past because it's not popping up as much anymore now. So there was, this is going to be horrible because I don't know the guy's name or anything like that, but something popped up in my feed the other day and it looked like a comedic wrestler was coming out with like mm-hmm. colors and he had like a onesie. I don't know his name.
I think he had
like a woman announcer, a woman like side, oh my God.
What company was this?
I think it was WWE. I'm pretty... Sure.
Wasn't Otis and Maxine, was it?
No, I recognize Otis.
Who doesn't? People that haven't met Otis recognize that as Otis.
I recognize Otis, but yeah, anyway.
I thought you were about the Costco guys. I'm like, Augie, it's too early for us to talk about the Costco guys.
It's not.
Like, it's way too early for me to talk about how the fact that literally Big Boom AJ is like the third most over person in AEW right now. So.
Who's that guy?
That's Bron Breakker.
And now this is Podswoggles. Of the week.
That's, you know who that is? That is the nephew of Scott Steiner, who I love, by the way. You know what's great now? I haven't been able to talk about this. So now, like, he signed to a Legends deal, right? So now we get Scott Steiner, like, sitting at these shows.
On WWE?
Yes, yes. He threatened to kill, like, everybody at Triple H. He literally just said, Triple H, if I'm going to take a steroid test, he's coming in the limo with me. And, like, guess what? That never happened.
So I'm guessing Bron Breakker's not a comedic wrestler character.
He very much has the right combination of both his dad and especially his uncle. Okay. He's one of his most famous NXT things. Fuck it, I love Bron Breakker, even though he's going to be the fucking next guy. In NXT, he was like, I'm not here to make friends. You want a fucking friend? Get a dog. It's like cool lines like that where it's like, oh, there's some of that there.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Scott Steiner, they did like a documentary about them for A&E. Scott Steiner on national cable talking about his life is just riveting to me. So fucking keep getting them checks, man. He's starting to look pretty weird. He's starting to look pretty fucking weird. Yeah, that's Bron Breakker. I wish he went back to having like more like colorful Steiner brother types. So what we're going to track is we're going to track world champions. We're going to track if they're still in the company. We're going to track, of course, would ya? Well, for this, it's would ya not? So we're only marking the people that we would not have if we were single man marital relations with.
Probably number one.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I'm sure.
Oh. I thought you were predicting it was only going to be one person. No, I was like, bold, doggy. And then, what was the thing you just said? You were talking before about, about the ladies, and we were talking about, referring to them about something. I was going to track it.
Still in the company, what they're doing.
What
they're doing.
Yeah. Right now. That's what we're going to call it. You're going to tell me, we're going to have to owe so much money to Van Halen before this is all done, but we'll figure it out. So this is a two-man rumble. So it's also a strategic thing in terms of, is it better to be full now and then just kind of cheat on the next one or see what happens. So this is the women's rumble. I'm pretty sure I know what number wins. For the men's, I'm pretty sure I don't know the number. So just get picking.
I don't remember who the hell it was.
Just pick 15.
Oh, if it's right, 15, because there's only two of us.
Yeah, there's only two of us. Yeah, I really... Three. Nobody owes you like a cheese stick or something. Getting snookered into this.
Five, is that a word, six. Snookered? I thought you meant to say, like, snooky.
No, snooky's not in this.
7, 8, 9.
I'm just going to stop picking because I feel like I have way too many.
10, 11.
Ooh, I nailed it on accident. You need four more? There's four more there.
12, 13, 14. You did nail it, though.
Yeah, I've been doing this a really long time. And this bucket's too big to wear in my head. Do you need a pen?
Yeah, and I can't do this reclining, because I actually have to sit up and
I know.
Take notes.
I like to apologize in advance for Andrew's angry, because I'm going to told him I was going to steal this. I'm doing it right now. One of my favorite new expressions that he came up with is, I'm not going to twiddle my dick or anything. I told him I was going to steal it, and you got credit, and I'll try to give you credit every time I say it. So there's your pen, and I will start opening these cards. That's not great already. That's not great already either. Fucking A. Those are like the two worst first cards you can grab, which was 2 and 29.
Is this 82 or?
You piece of shit. You piece of shit. And you want to know why you're a piece of shit?
I used to.
You'll know why you're a piece of shit in a couple minutes.
Oh.
Just and only then will you know that you're a piece of shit. It's the hardest part of Augie's year. So remembering 1 through 30 in order.
Fucking numbers, man.
Fucking numbers.
Holy shit. This is a lot. We're going to do another one after this.
Mm-hmm. Remember we used to do like fours? Oh, wait, you wouldn't remember when we did four of these. You no-showed.
Didn't make it.
You fucking no-showed. Yeah, what was her name? No, that was an honest to God question. Do you remember her name?
Nine.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, why?
Huh? Why what? Why did I spell out? because I'm tired of people confusing my 12s and my 21s.
Oh, okay.
So I spelled them out in capital letters.
But you didn't spell that this is 9 or 6.
Fuck you.
All right. God damn, man.
You should have the other one, too. So it's not going to matter. Which I didn't consider a thing when I did the joke.
12!
21. That's how they're written. Oh my God. I'll read you mine, and that way you'll get a clue as to what yours are. Go ahead and take a shit if you want. 1, 2, 3, 4. But don't make it a long shit, because then 10. 14, 15, 16, 18, 20, 22, 23, 26, 27, 29. Hey, Julie, wake up. I need you to come out here and drink some beer.
Holy shit. All right.
So I believe...
And I have all the other ones.
You ever see that, what was the name of that game? There was a game show where it was like to tell the truth, and it has like three people, and one of them's like a cave dweller or something. And one time they had kids on there, and the kid goes, "My name is Bobby Bobby Tuba Palangi." It's like a long name. And the next kid goes, "And my name's the same as his."
So I start at 5.
Yep.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, never forget, 12. 13, 17, 19, 21, 24, 25, 28, and I'm 30.
Man, imagine if we were a podcast after, like right when 9/11 happened.
Keep but drinking, man.
I know those weren't a thing, but you know. All right. So yeah, it is 2024, and I'm already sad because Samantha Irvin's in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
So this doesn't count. This is an unofficial warm-up.
How many kids?
But, oh, jeez. Fuck, it's way too early. I think 2. right now she's doing what?
Still doing, I hope.
No.
Still, what?
She left the company. Her contract was up. She wanted to pursue other opportunities. But there was some contention. It was a weird, it was sudden. Like she said this shit on a Sunday and like she wasn't on Raw. Like, it was weird. So Lillian Garcia is back. Hooray! Hey, fuck you, Lillian Garcia.
She's really... Oh, Natalia, whatever. We can talk for the whole time. Fuck, I hope it's something, like, announcing, because she's really good.
So she was on, like, America's Got Talent.
Tell me she went to, like, NFL or something like that.
Well, so, of course, Ricochet, her boyfriend being AEW, got people talking, but she doesn't want to do... She also wanted to be more of a character. She's claiming that she was hired under the pretense that she was going to use announcing to get into being, like, a regular part of the show.
Because does she used to wrestle for NXT?
No. She's always been just, like, a singer.
She's always been just an announcer.
Yeah, she's never trained or anything.
Okay.
She's never spent an hour with Natalia, let's put it that way. but a former world champion, she's still in the company. Augie, would you?
Oh, Natalia?
Yep.
It'd be boring, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're still rolling. Someone's got to be as gross as Tope this year. And then what is she doing right now?
Oh, she's never going fucking anywhere.
Check our judges. Yeah, they said the same goddamn thing.
Yeah,
so
same
you're good.
Thing.
She was gone for like a while. Like her contract had expired and there was like no like story. Like it was kind of just like all quiet on the Western Front. And this day in wrestling... Believable, she could show up any fucking where at any moment. She just recently came back. No, that's been done.
That's
for
done.
No
more titty slaps.
No, they killed Joel McHale on live television. No, that's that channel's done. All right, and number 2 is also me, and this is this was the big return of Naomi.
Oh, Naomi!
The first surprise, one of the more expected surprises of the affair.
Look at all those lasers. What do you think is the higher budget, fireworks or the laser budget?
Nowadays. Honestly, fireworks, fucking Cody. fucking Cody. Cody had a credit apartment for Cody. But yeah, lasers are a lot.
Ah, oh, bangs.
All right, man, you're gonna fucking kill me.
Hey, I'm not a fan of bangs.
Man, I have literally seen a stripper wear that. all right, so former world champion, she is in the company. Augie, would you?
I don't think so.
You don't... Augie, shut the fuck up. Don't... So here's the difference between me. When I said it about Bianca Belair like 2 years ago, Tope had a vein pop out of his neck. for me, when you say something about the Konami, I'm like, oh, okay, shut the fuck. Like, I'm just chill about it. I get it. You're wrong. But I'm marking it. You can't take it back.
No, Bianca, yeah, but.
Man, wow, that is wild to me. All right.
Really?
Yeah. It's only entry number two, baby.
I don't know.
It's this is the most popular. We're gonna be in a whole different category of podcasts by the end of this. We might get a deal after this.
How long do you think it did? It took to do her hair.
The glow thing.
Writing the name in it.
Oh, you know, a little bit of time. A bit of time, but it's worth it. Look, an amazing moment. Augie, what is she doing right now?
Oh, she better still be wrestling in the company.
Yeah,
she just came back.
Yeah, she's gonna be in War Games. When we're recording this Sunday. By the time you're hearing this, man, wasn't it crazy when The Rock took that Bobby Eaton bump in the cage?
So what is... Okay, War Games. I don't even remember that being around when I was watching it often.
So it was a WCW thing. Triple H is a big, like, NWA WCW guy. Dusty Rhodes created it. They did it throughout the 80s and the 90s. And then Vince just hated it because it's always been the concept of two rings. So it's less people in the seats. And it is admittedly a ridiculous concept.
So they still do two rings?
Yes, it's a two-ring cage match with two teams of four to five people. Used to have a cover on the top of the cage. Kind of looked like a more horizontal Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
To fit 10 guys. That would have hurt her butt a lot. And now they just don't have a cover on the top, so that way the guys can do the high spots. You know, they can have weapons and stuff.
And both rings are in play for all matches?
Yeah. And it used to be you can only win by submission. So it was a big thing. Like, it was always like a big storyline conclusion or things happening. Now it's just pin or submission, you know, kind of... They've WWE-ified it a little bit, but it's still crazy that we get that and we don't get Survivor Series elimination matches anymore.
How far are the two rings apart?
Like, they're right. Like, there's enough where they can do spots where, like, guys' heads get stuck in the ring and they take bumps on it now because there's, like, a steel plate.
So they can jump from one rope into the other ring?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And that is me. That is Bayley. That is me no longer having a happy energy. So a former world champion. She's still in the company.
That's right.
I'm not even going to fucking ask. even, I mean this, no, never mind, don't say that. No, you will be in a different podcast. Nope, she's probably a brilliant person. She is. Man, so this they just recently aired...
fantastic.
Like the... they aired like the behind the scenes of Punk's return last year. Like... everything backstage leading up to it and like the people's reactions afterwards. And Bayley was like, I need to fucking see this. Bayley seems so fucking cool.
She does.
She also, I always watch in a Rumble, I'm trying to avoid spoilers for people. Every Rumble has the person that's like the MVP of the Rumble because they just take literally everybody's shit. Like the whole thing. Watch Bayley throughout this match. Every person incoming into the ring, like she's not taking a person off. She's taking whatever their heat spot is they're getting, she's in it. The Miz did that a few years ago, and it's like, look at the Miz fucking work in the night. I love watching that type of shit in the Rumble.
So this one, she's the one that sells it?
I would say so. There's a couple in this Rumble. I would say I probably enjoyed the women's Rumble this year more than the men's. I've watched very little compared to like previous years. Like normally I watch the Rumble a few times leading up to this. I probably only watch this like, this is maybe like the fourth time I've watched this. So a lot of it is a bit of a blur, all things considered. but I remember this being like just a good, solid Rumble. Like, it has the spots necessary. We'll talk about tonight about how I feel like there still needs to be a Rumble change coming up. I think it's my last one for a while.
It's
Candice LeRae.
Candice LeRae. Mrs. Gargano.
Yeah, we're getting four shots out of these little...
See, what was the point of the fairy wings? You come out there, you take two steps, and you take them off immediately. It's like, well, then don't come out with them.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of, like, you running down that ramp and Titusing yourself, and that's embarrassing, but you also got wings on.
What's your theme? Is it, like, Elsa with
wings? She's the poison pixie, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
she's not a world champion.
So, question.
Still in the company. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And then, what is she doing right now?
Still married to Johnny Gargano. She's probably, right now, this second, probably selling some of his toys online.
And making him like a bluey cake.
Yeah.
She's the current WWE Women's Speed Champion. That's a belt that's only defended and fought for on X.
There's a lot of drug references in there. She's the Speed Champion. Can only defend it on X. It's like, all right, cool, got it.
Yep.
Question.
Yeah.
In the Indies, she was the fucking biggest women's wrestler, like,
well,
kicking ass, taking, and
a why caveat to that.
Why isn't it translating to WWE?
I'll tell you, caveat to that. On the indie, she was the biggest intergender women's wrestler. So she was exclusively wrestling with guys. She wasn't wrestling other girls because she was at the era where, like, the Four Horsewomen were still kind of on the up and up and the business really hadn't changed to focus on women more. So she was good and she had to work the guys. But also, unfortunately, sort of masked some of her ability in terms of being, like, ragdolled and, you know, focusing on other things. You know, she just kind of became another girl when she became part of the girls. And that kind of sucks. She's still great. She's still got a niche problem. Obviously.
She also doesn't seem to be a good, like, not necessarily storyteller. And far,
she's not the she's best not promo, the best actress. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The mic.
Yeah. Five. You're welcome to the game. All my fuckers are still in, by the way. So that's fucking great. I don't know who this is, which is going to be a theme for the year because the music sucks. Oh, it's Jordynne Grace. Is that huge bitch. In a sense of that. She used to be called Thick Mama Pump.
Yeah, this is a no for me.
Oh, man, Tope, you here in spirit, baby. Yeah. We just got the notification Tope died. So she's a former world champion in Impact, which means, of course, I'm not going to count this.
If she can beat me in arm wrestling and I use two arms, she used one, it's probably going to be a no for me.
Her
Christ.
Oh, man, please don't cancel me. Her current contract status is ambiguous. And that sounds like you've missed them, but I did not mean it to be. Put that out on the record.
Tell me she's with somebody like...
She's with the octopus Jonathan Gresham. He's like 4'8". I got him right here. Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
he's in the wrestling sense. So this is... she's the current Impact champion. And Naomi just literally left Impact. Is now like... This type of shit is the kind of stuff I hope that Vince McMahon has to watch on repeat in hell. Like, stuff that would make his dick explode with anger is like, look at these people from other companies wrestling in my ring. Yeah, so, that's a would not for me. I just want to put that out there. And, yeah, so she's just lost the TNA title, but is, like, now in NXT, but they already have a working relationship with TNA. That's right, WWE and NXT and TNA work together on a regular basis.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, like, now she's just on NXT, but it's never been, like, announced that she's, like, signed. So this is the world we live in.
Who's the one in charge of TNA? No, I'm thinking the wrong one.
Well, it used to be Billy Corgan. That's probably what you remember. No.
Them too, but who's the other guy? Oh, my God.
Jeff Jarrett?
Nope. Name another promoter.
Name another promoter. Drake. Don't talk to me like you know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't.
Indy Hartwell.
Yes.
I'm four. Not a formal champion. Our first one that is not in the company, officially. She got released a couple weeks ago. So, Augie, it's a free one. What is she doing now?
Coming out with her own makeup brand. She does makeup tutorials on YouTube.
Tope has never been more missed than this moment right here. She just never figured it out on the main roster. Her and Candace are kind of, you know, built together. That was neat. Look at that.
Where's the woman wrestler? I think that there was like rumors of her and Punk.
Man, it ain't good. The first thing I said was which one.
Oh, really?
No, seriously, like, Daddy Phil. I call it. Like all the girls, like Cora Jade, literally when she was Cora Jade's the one you're referring to.
Cora Jade, thank you.
She was with Bron Breakker. Man, I'd love to see those two interact.
She was with Bron Breakker?
Yeah, no, she's with some other NXT dickhead. But like they all like literally grew up watching him, and some of them started wrestling because of him. And they all have like the AJ Lee aesthetic to them as well, because she was also a big inspiration. And he's always been a proponent of, like, you know, women in wrestling and rights, even though there's some bad things back in his past. He's obviously a bit of a whore.
What's up with him? Is he wrestling again?
He's in War Games this Sunday, baby. He's part of the Bloodline now.
Didn't he come back and he got injured again and left again? Or he's...
Look, man.
That guy.
What year is it? No, he's been on his best behavior, man. He's trying to get a job after.
Oops.
When his body breaks out on him in 4 months.
Fucking one card and I'm already behind.
This is Asuka. Have fun with that.
Oh, this is number 7?
This is number 7, yes. You know, Phil put on like the fucking match of the year with Drew McIntyre a couple months ago. He brought bleeding back. He had a crack Drew McIntyre accidentally for real with the head of the toolbox, but you know. Whatever works. Asuka, former world champion. Well. Asuka is still in the company, even though she's injured. Augie, would you?
No.
What? Augie, no. You're disappointing the people. We're still rolling, and it would be exactly like that. exactly like that. I want the full experience. And yeah, she's injured.
Has she been? She's been champion, right?
Yeah. Never as, like, you know, long and as big as she should have been. But, you know. She got her moments. I think she's like 0-6 at WrestleMania. Somebody that's got like the longest wrestling winning streak, like they purported ever. She's like, yeah, she never won at WrestleMania.
Same, what about Shinsuke?
Same thing. Yeah.
He's been a champion too, or like barely?
Not world. He's been everything else. He's been tag, IC, US.
They came over on the same time, no?
I thought you were going to say boat.
No, they're not Cuban.
Yeah, Asuka came over, it was about a full year before, roughly, 6 months to a year.
Before Shinsuke?
She was, yes.
Well, yeah. Didn't he went to NXT first, but
she did too. No, she did too.
She did too?
Yeah, she was NXT champion for like 2 years. So she came over in like the fall of 2015, and he came over in the spring of 2016. She won the title. That's Bayley eliminating Indy. That is one for each of us.
One for me.
I wouldn't say Asuka had a part in that, so don't worry about that. She won the title from Bayley the night he wrestled Sammy. Just to give you like a timeline idea of where they were at. Oh, that was already full. Almost fucked that up.
Oh shit, me again.
It's 8. Ivy Nile.
Who?
Ivy Nile. She's part of Alpha Academy, now American Made. Not a world champion, still in the company. Augie, would you?
Yeah.
You would. This is a no for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I don't
know. No. Lie, sir. No lies. I wrote something down.
No lies. Well, she is a little muscular, but still, eh.
Her forehead's too big.
couldn't tell the
there name. Was no other way for me to say it. I just had to say it. She's got like, I know, yeah. You know, since that was probably the best shot I've ever seen of her. So now I'm you know, second guessing my line. But she got called up too early. She'll be okay, I think. But she could use a little bit more seasoning.
Yeah, it's just like she, like a Chad Gable inspired her.
She looks like Xia Li, white Mortal Kombat character.
What's her name again?
Ivy Nile. Like a one elimination so far.
A bad name. She needs to change that name. Is that a real name?
No.
Okay, good.
I've never heard you sound more like a not seedy but still asshole casting couch director. I was like, yeah, she's all right, but you know, I need to change that name.
Yeah, change that name. Ivy Nile.
Ivy Nile. She sounded like a river made of crocodiles. Oh my god,
it's me again!
Yep, this is 9 though, right?
Yeah, it's 9, so you have 1 and then I go again.
Yeah, you go back. I hate that C4 energy clock. I hate the drink. I hate everything about it.
Get the fuck out of there.
Number 9 is Casey Catanzaro, or Katana Chance. That's how old I am.
She was with Ricochet too, no?
Yep. Yep. Eventually they all figure it out. They're like, yeah, this guy's really isn't much to talk to.
He's another one. Why didn't he ever make it like in WWE?
He's in AEW now. Is he in this Rumble? He might be in this Rumble. I honestly don't fucking remember. Not a world champion, still in the company. Augie, would you?
You have to ask.
I don't think I ever wanted this to be a visual podcast more. And then, what is she doing right now?
Hosting American Ninja Warrior.
I said, man, it's an easy one. Just always say a backflip. Probably right.
Is she still wrestling?
No, her and her partner who are coming out later, they're still rocking and rolling, former women's tag team. Because
she was
the
one that came over from American Ninja Warrior. Yeah, absolutely. Green as shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Didn't wrestle.
Yeah, and then she they tag teamed her, which I think was a good idea based on, you know, her. She's not the best promo. And
they put her in a tag team.
I was just hoping I was talking myself out of it.
Just for and clarification, because, I mean, they might have tag teamed her, too. I've seen the documentary on Vince, you know?
Oh, man. Fuck that kip up there. Augie, is there anybody you could give a delayed vertical suplex to?
Jillian.
Jillian, wake up.
Really quick, side note.
Yeah.
Or a side question.
Yeah.
Whose chest did he shit on?
Who? Nobody that you know. Just an assistant. There are other...
Just an assistant.
Okay. Look, I never said I wasn't part of the problem. All right, 10 is me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's Bianca fucking Belair. Mm.
Fuck, yes.
Fucking, you can dodge fucking
hate. Dodge the bullet, holy hell.
Tope's not here, but I'm still dealing with fucking poker and Helmuth to my left, dodging fucking bullets.
She's like the unofficial fifth horsewoman, right?
Mm.
Like, after the she almost tripped.
That's a great question. She's from a later, she's the first real byproduct of it, I think, in my opinion.
Okay.
If there's a fifth horsewoman, yeah, look at her work. It's not that great. She's better than that. Hold on, world champion, still in company. I am back to being a yes, as you already established.
Yeah, I'm a yes.
And she's tag champion, war games, yada, yada, yada. The fifth horsewoman is interesting because...
I'm going to make an exception because she can definitely out-arm wrestle me with one arm. But with her, all right, fine.
Do you need the restroom? Damn, because that era was the four of them, and then I think it'd be more so Asuka.
If you're doing time frame, but I'm just talking about the
either
like dominance.
Either Asuka or I would say Shayna, because Bianca was never really a big thing in NXT. She got title shots, but she's never an NXT champion.
Really?
No. They saw the potential and they...
So she was never NXT champion, they just brought her over and immediately is like, hey,
no, she was called up for like a year before they really started doing anything with her, and then it became very fast, and it just kind of hasn't stopped from there. But, you know, I think it'd be Asuka just because then Asuka gave the legitimacy of somebody that, you know, besides Charlotte, all the other three had been like independent workers, but WWE really sculpted and, you know, made them into who they were. Asuka was like a known Joshi, already kind of a pseudo legend, and just got heightened in NXT. So that gave him more legitimacy than working with all these people. That's a more serious announcement I was planning to talk to you about. Let's talk about this next girl's butt.
Kairi Sane.
The Pirate Princess. I don't know, she's pirate adjacent now. Sounds like a complaint on an Alex Jones show. Goddamn people are pirate adjacent! She is an NXT champion, but I'm not counting as a world champion, so that's a no there. She's back, still in the company. She just recently come back, I think, from this. Augie?
Yep.
Yeah! And she's, she's doing the babyface damage control thing. She's been a little, she needs to be recalibrated. It's been, like, a year, but she's still, like, every time I watch her, I feel like she's doing, like, one or two things. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? She's still... She doesn't kind of remember the WWE style of things, in a way.
Hey, when does that switch to Netflix happen?
The beginning of the year.
Okay.
The first episode in 2025.
And they're just going to totally abandon the the kids? Like the PG or the G-rated stuff? Like, is that they can be more...
Yes
more?
And no. They're not going to be afraid to, you know, pick their spots. With the platform, but it's not like the directive. It's just kind of, you know, is what it is. But SmackDown's still on USA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so and NXT's on the fucking CW. The CW's like, well, you can get ratings this big? This is great for NXT.
People watch it.
So that starts, and then AEW just re-upped with TNT, TBS, wherever the fuck they are. That was more derogatory than I made it sound. That's just me not being used to fucking cable networks anymore. Is there still only been like one motherfucker eliminated from this goddamn thing?
No, I was just looking at all the shitty names I have, and I was like, they're still on.
No, yeah, like, you had Indy Hartwell, and that's it. Everyone else you have is in the match?
Jordan, Asuka, Ivy, and Katana.
Yeah.
And now Kairi, yeah.
Yeah, shit. So it's like six motherfuckers in the ring. No. Only one of you need to do this. She's so little. No, both of you need to be a part of this. That's all three of them eliminating Candace. That is two for me, two for you.
Who's your three?
Asuka? Asuka and Kairi.
Not even Kairi. They're still in here.
These little beers are going to make me going to get up probably soon.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff's happening.
I'm already almost done with my... Who's this? Me.
This is Tegan Knox. Man, if Augie and I's 5 seconds of silence when we weren't even doing anything doesn't sum up Tegan Knox's WWE career, I don't know what else will. So the thing is, I'm gonna have to actually focus when I'm editing this now, because that silence is gonna be like, would I need to take something out? But it's not, just Tegan Knox. She was part of the Indy Hartwell releases.
Yeah, I can see it.
She just got fucking injured. She's supposed to win one of the Mayhem Classics, tore like three of her knees out.
Three of her knees?
Yeah. No, I meant when I said, I've lost the amount of times. This poor girl's gotten hurt and still comes back. So she's not in the company. Even though she would hate it, Augie, would you? Mm-hmm. And then,
Though she would hate it? Hmm. Why would she hate it?
She's in the LGBTQIA community.
Oh.
So she has no interest in you. Even before she looked at you. She
has long hair.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wonder she always got hurt. She almost took a power bump. She almost took a PCO bump.
I forgot Pat McAfee was.
Oh, yeah, that has been a good thing we've been able to talk over. This only year I like to listen to him do a Rumble is when he just says, Piper Niven! Like 6 times.
She has some weird tattoos. I think it's like her right bicep. There's just like a head of a dog.
Oh, Tegan gets an elimination on Maddie.
Wait, hold on. And then
Bayley eliminates her. So again, it's 2 for us.
Wait, Tegan got...
Just do 2 for Tegan.
Oh.
That's going to be her charity if things don't go well in the Indies. 2 for Tegan. Give me $2.
Oh, wait. Technically it's 3.
Why?
Because she eliminated somebody.
Yeah, 3 total. I mean, 2 more on top of the one I thought you already did. And you have 13.
Mm-hmm.
Is Katana's partner, Caden Carter.
This is one of those moments I do not remember at all.
Yeah, you will probably take a shit.
Probably.
Not a world champion. She is still in the company. Augie, would you?
Yeah.
More than I care to admit. Yeah.
What's her name?
Caden Carter. She has a very porny name.
K-A-Y-D-E-N. Sure, that's all I need to know.
And then Kata.
Kata. Jackie again?
I don't know why I almost said, okay, Drew McIntyre. I don't know why I almost said that.
See? These little beers, you feel more accomplished. I'm 2 down.
Oh, I forgot about this. Oh, God. Oh. I still don't know if this was planned or not. This is the highlight of the party. We peaked early, man. Everyone went nuts for this.
That is impressive.
I mean, she got little muscle. Jill's got more muscles than her. All right, so that is Caden. So that's going to be 3 for you. Because that was Casey. That was Katana and Caden for Asuka.
Wait.
Oh, for Kairi. That's bad for you. So they also just eliminated Asuka. So you have 2 each for Katana and Caden.
2 for Katana. 2 for Caden.
And then 1 each for Asuka and Kairi being out.
1 for Asuka. And 1 for Kairi being out.
Now Bailey.
Asuka had nothing to do with that elimination?
No. She was trying to help Kairi. That doesn't count.
Oh.
Just because you're the last person to touch someone does not mean you eliminated them.
3, 4, 5. Oh, cool. I only have 6.
Yeah, 6.
Not a big deal.
But I think I have 14.
Yeah, right? You have 14, 15, 16.
Where's it? Yeah, you do. I think I need another beer.
Oh, a drum shot.
No, it wasn't a drum shot. It was Chelsea.
No, a drone shot.
Oh, a drone shot. It's like a drum shot. What are you talking about? So, Chelsea...
Yet another big, full, elaborate outfit that's off within 4 feet of the fucking entrance.
If it's anybody's character, it's hers. After Bailey, this is the MVP of the match. I was one of her biggest, like, not naysayers, but just be like, I just didn't fucking care for it and get it. And she's won me over the past, like, year and a half. Being the female Santino, but actually, like, figuring it out. Yeah, she's great. She has to deal with fucking Matt Cardona's dumbass, so you know what? The girl's a saint.
She's with Matt Cardona?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, Matt Cardona! Should have come on Podswoggle 500. Not a world champion. Impact, but that doesn't count. Still in the company. Augie?
Still in the company?
Yeah, she's killing it, man. She had so Money in the Bank was in her hometown, and she was like obviously the big sentimental favorite while doing her goofy stuff. She took one of the best ring to floor through table bumps I've ever seen in my entire life. For a woman her size, it was gorgeous. And then right now she's probably listening in the macaroni to talk about $15,000 he spent on Indiana Jones toys.
What is he doing now?
He's the king of the indies. And the king of the death match.
Self-proclaimed?
Yeah, but I mean, he has been big business. This is trying to get hired.
Oh, that's hard.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the hardest part of the ring right there. That is one for me. Each of us.
And that entire time, Jordynne Grace was in there, she did nothing.
Hey, she got to be in there for 18 minutes. And then she got to go to the chiropractor the next day.
Ivy Nile still in there?
I gotta write that line down. Be on the lookout for the CWA, me and Andrew Zangary's comedic wrestling project. Been a promoter that, and I actually gotta fucking do it.
Which one's Ivy Nile again?
The little Jack Pitbull one.
She's still in there.
Piper Niven? Number 15, that's me.
Jesus. No.
Aki, man, you can't do that when I'm in mid-spit, man. Come on. Have some kind of a veiled tone of voice. I need... Ooh, it's still a closed beer? Hell yeah. They are partners. Will the female Viking Raider help her out? It's another one that would not care, Aki, that you said no.
Yeah, no.
I am also a no on that one. And yeah, her and Chelsea are still doing their the thing, man. Remember, she was called Dude. No, I'm asking if you remember Dewdrop. You remember Dewdrop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I remember that. That was the first time. Glad they changed her name.
Well, one of my favorite things they did this year, the Rumble Times in the top left corner. I saw that and I geeked the fuck out and nobody cared. I was like, that's so cool. That's part of that sports presentation. That's the one thing that they've been doing is trying to, like, come up with more of, like, a sports field. So, like, the beginning of every show is, like, people arriving, them talking about, you know, the match or the card or, like, the activities and...
Well, they even have the pregame show.
The pregame show, the postgame show.
Press conferences.
More stats like that and more stats, like, as they're coming to the ring and talking about history. Recognizing that people actually care and remember about what happened before.
More beer.
Please.
How the fuck is Ivy Nile still in there?
Hey, man. They're giving a push. I thought Pat McAfee had his fucking feet up. And I'm about to get so mad. It's like, that's a sacred table, man. Gorilla Monsoon used to talk at that table. Not the actual table. Table breaks all the time. But, you know what I mean. Yeah, where was this? Where was this year's? This was in Florida, wasn't it? And we just didn't go?
I thought it was here because we considered going, but we didn't.
We're just like...
And it was in Tampa, and we're like, ah, we're good.
Yeah. Well, it's just because of the logistics of, like, getting, like, a box and fucking... You know,
the last time you saw the roof on it.
What, for Tropicana?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't get it at first. I'm so dumb. This is 16. This is also me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said 9. I was about to leave. It's Xia Li. We're good. Rufy. Oh. Hey, babe.
Hey. Here's this one.
Ah, thank you.
Xia Li.
We didn't look at the ramification of this being. Hey, you want to tag in?
Sure, I'll tag in.
Ooh. Ooh. No, that wouldn't be fair. That would be horrible for you. I'm going to pause and we're gonna talk this out. So I was going to say, we are at literally 16. We're basically at the halfway point. I was going to say, do you want to take 10 numbers? But that's not fair that you're doing a normal rumble
in the second half. Time.
I was like, man, she ain't dumb like me. She ain't going to fall for that.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
How many do you have left?
I have Xia Li not included. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7. So we're splitting
seven.
Even.
We're yeah. Split directly.
All right, fine. We won't be fucking pussies about it. You can just sit here and enjoy. She already left. She's not even fucking here. she couldn't care less. I owe 2 shots.
No, I was getting a tray so I can participate in the next one.
Oh, okay, perfect. We're in plenty of time. We're at number 16. Xia Li's in the ring. And is the air still good, or am I just sweating because we had pasta?
The latter.
Pasta. Okay, good. Just making sure.
Oh, sorry. I'm like just standing in front of the TV. Sorry,
you sweat when you digest pasta?
Augie, what's the Kevin James joke? I sweat peeling an orange.
Did you
hit
the fan?
No, the cards will go everywhere. Oh. I know you're going to do it one time before the night's up. Don't do it now. Oh. That's going to make it hotter.
No, well, and that'll turn the fan on a little bit.
What are you doing here? Oh, no. All right, we might have calamity and hijinks ensue.
Put it on low.
Yeah,
that should work.
We're good.
I mean, I'm saying, I don't buy cheap fans. That's a good fan. Buy high quality shit. Stop. I'm all set up. I'm organized. Yeah, I'm doing.
We have to hire people to install it.
No,
I didn't. I gave my brother Chinese food. that's all it is.
Can I get you guys anything?
You literally just went up and got beer, so you're fucking worthless.
Yeah, but
is this a little mini can?
They're little mini cans, so give it 5 minutes, you can get us more beer.
Look at what little tub.
Look at what little sluts we are now.
These beers. In your mini fridge.
We don't have advice for that.
I've had 3 beers already.
Huggy is turnt.
I've got
3. This is 17?
Yes, 17, because I was left last.
For la raza.
It's Zelina Vega wearing...
Number one with a bullet.
I love that you've been bitching about people wearing shit that they can't wear in the ring. Yeah. And this bitch comes out with fucking dogma wings.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm sure that's from... I know it's from probably some fucking anime, like Kikuchi's ass or whatever. But...
You watch Kikuchi's ass, too?
Okay, you watch Kikuchi's ass?
Whoa, what is that?
She was very much distracted.
Yeah, 100%. Is she still with,
Aleister Malachi Black?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she is. What are you doing? These people aren't able to listen to us talk. They don't want to hear
Where
any
is
fucking
he?
Voice. A kind of an AEW? If you don't ask. That one's one that's kind of complicated. He's stuck in a deal.
He was going to be like the next... Undertaker, yeah. Not necessarily, but kind of.
It came down to him and Drew McIntyre for the Brock spot at 20. In 2020. And they all went the other way, and Vince just didn't fucking get him.
I remember he had that entrance where he was like, and he just like...
Oh, creaking up on the plank.
Oh down. My God, it's so good.
It's sad that this is almost like an I love you of the week. Yeah. For like Aleister Black. But it's true. Yeah, so she's not a world champion, she's still in the company. I think I dropped the ball. Oh no, Xia Li was in the company. We didn't even talk about Xia Li. Xia Li did not happen. I'm pretty sure that Xia Li is a mirage. Xia Li doesn't exist. Show me proof Xia Li exists, and I'll change this tally here. I mean, I'm still banging both these broads, but you know. Who did I just say I was gonna do? Who's the last person in the ring we were just talking about? Oh, Zelina Vega. Oh yeah, that's obviously no questions asked. 18 is me. I literally thought it was going to be Chad Gable. I'm so confused. It's Maxine Dupree. God bless her. She's trying so hard. But like, there's no way you can tell me a woman that walks like that is ever going to be a wrestling star in this business.
God, she doesn't look athletic at all.
She makes Kelly Kelly look like Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, my God. She botched that spot, too, right there. Holy shit.
Spoiler alert. You know, just the winner. That's exactly what I was talking about when I was talking about Bailey being the MVP.
Somebody tell her that if her gimmick's gonna be Barbie, she doesn't have to act plastic too. She can bend her fucking knees.
Oh my God, this is the worst!
Jesus
Christ. I would like to apologize to Kelly Kelly.
Where is she from?
Well, I don't know if there's something shoosh or boo.
Yeah, this is like a make-a-wish, right?
And that's you can't say that.
Make a whoosh!
I'm actually gonna pop out of my goddamn socket.
Oh my God. She's horrible. Yes, by the way, but she's horrible.
Yeah, because you don't have to listen.
Oh, I forgot Sam was in the room.
You think I care?
Hello?
Jesus Christ. I'm dead ass serious. Like, was she in NXT before this?
No.
So where did she come from?
I think she was like, I honestly don't know. I think she was in NXT, but then they needed somebody for the fucking model thing that they were doing LA Knight before fucking everything happened.
She's no longer with the company, right? Please.
No, she's still with Otis and Tozawa. So they she's just getting better.
So they just went through layoffs, and she made the fucking cut.
She showed good personality. She's. Look, I meant that, all right?
Her personality was great.
I started sweating
Fuck
more.
Fuck the product.
All right, Piper Niven eliminates Caden Carter. That's Jesus. One for each of us. Who?
Caden Carter?
Remember when they just had one name? Who eliminated who? Oh, Deborah eliminated Tiffany. Oh, great, thanks.
Perfect. This is 19?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
oh, thank you, God.
Come on.
Oh my God, then we have beers right here. Thank God.
Marvin the Martian.
There's only 5 Mick Ultras left.
That's fine.
Two minis and
that's fine. There's a little some more Mick Ultras upstairs.
She is probably my, no, and she's my least favorite wrestler, probably, female wrestler of all time.
Current world champion. Still in company.
She's just so...
All right.
What do the fuck do they see? What do they see in her? She's boring as shit.
Her blood type.
She's never...
Her blood.
Who?
She's related to the Rock.
She's a...
All right, not... First of all, everyone's related to the Rock. And not everyone related to the Rock needs to be successful.
I hope this comes out the way I want it to. She's Samoan. all you pulp fans
God,
out there.
No.
So, she is probably... No. She is probably going to... Oh, no, I'm a no. She is probably going to win, like, Most Improved Wrestler of the Year awards because people insist she's gotten better.
She went from 0 to 100, 100% fucking improvement.
I guess it can. That's my first...
Bobby, I'm so impressed by your math.
That's my second person eliminated, by the way.
I'm so impressed by your math.
Wait, she eliminated both of them?
Yes, she just eliminated
Ivy
and... Ivy and...
She makes me drink.
Ivy and Zaya.
I like.
And again, what? She has gotten better.
I like your shot glass more.
But you're welcome. I asked him Scott or Zach, and we went with Scott.
His eyebrows are so pronounced. He looks like a reggaeton star.
Yeah, he looks like Shitbull.
I like that.
Are you going to use Zach France? Great. And here's the thing. I see it. Like. They've been able to craft her into a WWE main event style wrestler in enough ways where she's not fucking killing people. Is all that it is.
How tall is she?
Probably like 5'10".
Okay, so it's not that she's like, because I know she's big, and that's a big thing in wrestling. You want to be big, strong, whatever. But it would help if she was like 6'6", 6'5". You know what I mean? But it's not.
She's
average. She's above average height for a woman, I guess. She's above average height. Big, and she just can't talk on the mic. She's boring as shit. Even boring in the ring. It just, whatever.
I'm very interested if people listen to this on the Discord. Please share your Nia Jax feelings of 2024, because there are apologists, there are still naysayers. I kind of fall in between both right now, and I'm curious to see what everyone's take is. She does fuck up that.
Well, I mean, that's...
But still.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah, but you guys, come on, man.
If you're gonna.
And if you're not
and
gonna
then
do
you
it,
you try to milk it. Like, look what I did.
Look what I did. I fucked up. All right, 2020 is me. I have like 2 shots, by the way. I'm just talking. It's Shotzi in her tank.
In a tank, but it's been done.
Well, she got the mini version.
On a bigger
she
scale.
Got that's what that was what was birthed after Rusev and Lana fucked in that tank.
Power wheels.
Oh, you know they broke up, right?
Who? What?
Rusev and
Lana?
Sorry, Miro and CJ Perry. Yeah, they got the
Miro and his anchor.
When?
She ain't going yet.
Sometime last year, I think. It's been a while.
Good for him.
He hasn't been. He deserves so much better.
Yeah.
Shotzi still in the company, not world champion. She's been injured. More than I care to admit. And
isn't she just like a Joker character?
She's just crazy, man. She's just crazy. This was during her phase transitioning back to shaving her head. Also, she also can't do the worm, by the way.
Best thing she's done, though. Jesus Christ.
So this is her, like, getting her hair back.
Why does she get so many spots?
Because they were, oh, Lord. No.
No, this doesn't happen.
No, I don't think this happens now. I'm thinking of another year. Chelsea's still in, by the way. She's on the floor.
Chelsea or Kelsey?
$50 million? What do you think this is, American Ninja Warrior? It also doesn't help when Nia has to do those spots, and it's just her voice going,
better than her shouting, my hole!
She did a my hole adjacent line the other night. What did you say?
You said
my butthole, right? Bailey eliminates
my
Maxine. It's on so
two
much
for
worse.
You, no?
Yeah, it's two for me.
My butthole.
It's on so much worse when it's just my butthole.
My hole sounds pretty bad.
Nia.
Piper was eliminated by
Nia.
That's another one for me.
One for me, one for you.
I need a funny one of them full grown beers now. They win them real beers.
The little ones are on the bottom.
Too bad Piper couldn't skin the cat there.
Remember when Big Show almost did that? It's like, he almost shit his goddamn pants. Well, she's little, so that's all right. Nia eliminates Katana. Two more for you.
Katana was in there way too long.
It's, you know, where the fuck Candice LeRae go? It's still Candice LeRae over here. Bailey, Naomi, Chelsea, Shotzi. Everyone else is still in the ring.
Two
and then you have 21, right?
21.
Sweet. So I can lean up and get a beer.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Take that. I'll take that. Thank you very much. So there's the Lopez's went to the Moana 2 premiere.
The Lopez.
And they brought their daughter, who's adorable. But the memes right now, man, Becky's jeans didn't even fucking try.
Oh, really? It's straight up
it
Seth?
It is a female little baby Seth Rollins. It is almost alarming to look at. It is a good-looking kid, but it's just like, man. It's like that's only for Sam. Your old boss Randy and Jesse's kids. They just look like 1,000%. Like, they think that Jesse was the maid.
Well, man, I don't know if you know this or not. She's not a natural orange head. Just.
She is. She's Irish.
I think I'm orange like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
How old is the baby?
So, she had her in 5? Because it was during the pandemic. It was in 2020.
2020.
Yeah, 2020, so
you
4.
Said
you said 24, 25. I was like, what? That's like now.
Oh, no, I was
now or in the future.
I was doing 20, and then I was doing 20. I was doing 2020 into 2024. I was doing the math on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's like 4. Here's the two MVPs about to get fucking squashed to hell. Oh, just one. Becky, former world champion, obviously.
Speaking of...
Not in the company currently. Because her contract has lapsed. Yeah. She's rumored to be coming back soon.
She'll be back.
Yeah. Just in time for Netflix.
Speaking of one of the wrestlers that got pregnant, whatever happened to Karma?
Karma? She is like a SAG Award nominee from GLOW. Great elimination. Becky eliminates Chelsea. It's one for each of us. Yeah, she...
That's right, she was on GLOW.
She's in the TNA Hall of Fame, I think. That's a thing.
Why she stopped wrestling?
She did what she was doing in Japan for years before we knew about her. She was beat up, man. 2022 is me. I'm just adding everything as years. Alba Fire and her partner Isla Dawn, which will probably attract your attention, Augie. It said it like you knew her.
Alba or Isla?
That's Alba.
That's Alba. Alba Isla. I'm not doing this Uma Oprah bit with you. She's also one of those Brexit places. I don't know. I don't keep up with my European countries.
A whole lot of meh.
I'm gonna pass. So we're tied right now at 5.
Whoa!
You've only do 5, or you said no to 5?
Good spot.
No to 5.
Oh, okay, that makes more
sense. I know my fives were.
I have the two of you.
My fives were Alba, Naya. Ivy Nile, Piper Niven, and then we disagreed on one. You were Naomi.
I said no to Jordan.
Oh, and Jordan, that was the one. Yeah, yeah.
Jordan, so
the one
Piper.
The only one we disagreed on was Naomi.
I said no to Naomi.
Yeah. Look at the look you're getting from Samantha. I said the same thing.
Naomi.
The face, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I don't know. She's a wonderful lady. Fantastic personality.
Everyone's telling their opinions. I said no to Bianca a couple years ago. You know,
you were dumb then.
Yeah, I know. I've learned my mistakes.
Who am I five? It was Jordan, Naya.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan who?
Jordan Grace.
Jordan Grace.
Oh yeah, I don't like Jordan Grace.
Piper.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I was a
Naomi and
Tegan. No, you were no yes on Tegan. That's when we differed. I said no to Tegan. This isn't important.
Yeah,
I'm 1,000% positive.
Oh, Asuka.
Oh, that's right, you fool. You dummy.
23,
it's me. 23,
still you.
It is Shayna Baszler.
23 is me. This is a for sure no.
Sorry, I was hung up. I was trying to make a 23 and me joke about Augie, and I couldn't come up with it fast enough. technically somehow not a world champion.
Really?
No, NXT for like years, but I'm not counting NXT.
But never all the matches she had WWE never been a fucking world champion?
Nope. Holy shit. Arguably fucked her up so many times. Tag team plenty of times. Fuck, she might be the tag team master. But also probably the person that, if I can talk like the kids, probably gets the most trim out of anybody. Like pussy, right? Trim's pussy?
I mean, based on context.
Yeah. Every time I see her going to like a wedding, she's just like rocking the suits and like hanging out with like everyone. I'm like, man, she knows what the fuck she's doing.
I get most of the new slangs for, what the fuck is Skibbity?
Augie or Tillis. And I don't know. It's some of the fucking toilet, I know that.
The fucking Skibbity.
Why do you think I felt when I learned that Ohio was a thing? I was like, no, it's not. And they're like, yeah, it is.
In Ohio?
It's like a slang term for if something's Ohio, it's like kind of like weird.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, that's Ohio. And I'm like, I get it, but why?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've all known that for years.
Yeah, we just didn't verbalize it.
24.
I'm strangely feeling good. I don't know why I said that out loud. 24, menswear, yeah.
Where's that from again?
Why?
Thank you.
Or are you being served?
Augie doesn't know.
I know. Augie, you watch British PBS shows? Let's talk over Valhalla.
Oh, Jesus.
She works like barefoot, and Michael Cole really likes her antlers.
Underneath all that, it might be a yes. I can't tell.
I have been a yes in the past, and this year I am sadly a no. Because of the feet.
What about the feet?
Yay! They're just a gross, man.
I'm a yes.
I forgot about
that. Man, R-Truth would try to convince you he was someone else while he was inside of you.
I love R-Truth. Living his best life.
R-Truth is 68 years old.
Wait, really?
No.
I mean, it could be because Black don't crack.
This does not count. I love that R-Truth and Nia Jax have a thing in the Rumble. Between her taking his spot a couple years ago. Not a world champion.
He hasn't really changed much like in 20 years. And then just at some point, just clicked.
He looks better than he did. You mean to tell me all those are women in there? It's an amazing line.
Nia just eliminated Valhalla.
That's two for you, yeah.
Okay.
Valhalla ties an all-time record of shortest in the ring with Chelsea Green. Like, the man is a genius.
He's living his best life.
That R-Truth in the Judgment Day video is maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen in wrestling.
Amazing.
Tom Mysterio? Nick Mysterio? Yeah. I don't even... The Viking Raiders or the War Raiders, whatever the fuck they're called now, are back and she's just not around. I don't know. She might have popped out another kid. Who knows?
Valhalla?
Yeah.
Isn't she Sarah Logan?
Yeah. Look at you.
That's who she is?
Yeah, Sarah Logan.
You knew something Augie didn't know.
But you sparked something. Man, this is
she
weird.
Lost weight then.
Well, just she's just all covered in shit. I didn't mean that as derogatory.
Then no.
Yeah. Meechan, formerly Mia Yim, real name Stephanie Bell.
Oh.
Always the
Wait,
better
what?
One. What? Yeah, not that one.
No, obviously.
This one wears clothes.
Her real name is Stephanie
Nobody's
Bell.
Listening anymore. You can say anything you want.
That's hilarious. Stephanie Bell.
Not a world, again, another former man. We might have more Impact World Champions than anything.
Mia Yim was a better name.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it was.
Mitchin?
So she kind of was in a weird section where, like everyone was coming back after Vince was gone and getting their old names, but she came back and they're like, nah, now you're Meechan. And it's like, what?
Meechan, all right, yeah, I'm fucking.
Sure. I, of course, would. Miss yes. Mrs. Keith Lee.
What?
Yeah, Keith Lee and her are married.
Oh.
They just lost their other dog today.
Yeah. Today?
I saw it. It was like the last thing I saw on Instagram.
Fuck, you were up to fucking snuff on all your... They just lost their dog today. It happened at fucking 20 minutes ago. He called me to tell me.
Find out, Naomi and Lance Alba, that's two for me. Find out what Butch had for dinner. Film at 11.
God damn. Where's Keith Lee?
He's got like super COVID.
Really?
He's been sick for like 3 fucking years. He almost died. Can you give me a paper towel? I think the Scott shot glass is possibly leaking, or I'm just a mess. I owe like 3 shots. Is this 26?
Yeah, I figured Scott wouldn't hold up his end.
Yeah, he said he has a small dick and he comes early. This is 26. I don't like the... Okay, Zoe Stark. We're good.
Oh.
In a lot of different ways.
Zoe Stark. She's Shayna Baszler's tag team partner.
Oh, okay.
That was very, very polite of you to be that until you ultimately settled on sign.
Yeah, tag team partner.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I almost spilled everything. She
oh. There's a beer in there. She you thought idiot. About it. You fucking moron.
I thought I drank that already. She's one of the most underrated wrestlers. She took the craziest bump I think I've ever seen in a ladder match. This year's Money in the Bank. She took like a fucking tombstone off the top of a ladder through a fucking another ladder. She just has no fucking personality. She has none. She is like wooden to the fucking nth degree. And I probably am a no.
What? Really?
It's one of those ones where it's like, you know, it's going to change next year. But also, we're tied right now, and I got to make some sacrifices. I can't be...
You don't want to be the same
I don't want to be tied with Augie. It's not good for my cred.
Augie's a great friend. Augie's got way more cred than you.
He's got way more cred than you.
Not Hold actual on. Credit.
I was going to say, are we talking cred. About credit? Hold on.
No.
Like street cred?
Street cred.
Thanks.
They let me buy a house.
You didn't give them your taxes. How would have done that possible? Here's Zelina Vega's annual. I want to get noticed. I'm going to take a dumb bump spot. Oh. Last year she would have taken that on the floor. So that's Zoe and Shayna eliminating nice. Zelina. So that's two for me, one for you. What noise is you making?
He's making noises about Zelina.
Yeah, last year she would have taken it on the floor.
Hey, chill out, Lou Vega. Not Shaggy, sorry.
Who eliminated?
Zelina's out. I had the other two. I had the two eliminators.
So all that time Zelina was in, she did a whole lot of nothing as well.
Yeah, she's little.
She's little.
She
that's Jordan Grace's girl. Husband. 27 is me. It is Roxanne Perez. One of Daddy Phil's kids. Come on, Daddy Phil.
Gross.
Oh, another AJ Lee wannabe?
Oh, my God. Even more so than Cora Jade.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This one didn't shove turkey meat in their chest. This one's still trying to be a real fucking wrestler. The other one, Cora Jade, is just like, what can you put in me?
Oh, okay. I thought you said she did shove turkey meat.
No.
It's like, why? Because of
this turkey this one's scared of needles, if you know what I mean. But she's amazing. She's great. She's like 23 years old. Jesus. Oh, you remember being 23?
No.
No. Were you 23 when I met you? No, you were older.
About 19?
You're 41, right?
I'm 41.
So I met you 17 years ago. You were 24 when I met you. Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I brought my shotgun.
I only knew you for 1 year before you could rent a fucking car. That's wild.
Okay,
she has a whole bucket here.
I brought the bucket. I put it there for
Sam
you.
Sam is here. We're efficient
now.
So
you didn't have to get up. Yeah. I was trying to make it easy.
Speaking of not getting up, Nia Jax has been working half this match on her goddamn knees.
Hello.
All right, so I have Roxanne in the ring. I have Zoe in the ring. I have Shayna in the ring. I have Shotzi in the ring. I have Bianca in the ring. I have Bayley in the ring. I have Naomi in the ring.
Fuck, you have a lot. I have Ivy Nile.
No, been gone. Shayna just eliminated, Nia just eliminated Shayna.
Nia just eliminated, Shayna's yours.
Yep, Shayna's mine, so 1-1.
Fuck, okay.
Nia eliminates Meechan. That's two more for you. Boy, I almost said that's 1-1. By the way, rest in peace, Chuck Rollery. I joke every year Chuck Rollery's gonna die. He literally died 2 days ago, which is weird timing. Rest in peace.
Couldn't have made it two more days.
Nope, and there's another dumb bump. Oh, Nyla Shotzi, that's one more for each
one
of us.
One more for me.
That's four total for you. There we go. That took some weight out of the ring.
I was going to say, I Tegan, Maya, and Becky. Is Tegan still in there?
No, Tegan's been gone half an hour.
What the fuck?
And you have 28 as well.
This is why Augie doesn't ever do the cards.
I know.
Correct.
Well, it's a real unfortunate thing that Jade Cargill's coming to the ring right now.
So I only have Maya and Becky. And now Jade. Okay.
In her big debut, more ways than one. Hold on. I've totally botched this so much. Roxanne Perez is a yes, correct? Roxanne Perez, the previous person was going to be a yes?
Yes.
For you? Okay.
Yes.
Jade Cargo is a yes.
Neck up, yes.
Okay, now I'm going to choke bite. Neck up?
Six pack? She's got bigger biceps than my fucking thighs.
Yeah, get over it and let it happen.
I don't like being manhandled.
Oh my God. God.
But yes. It's a yes.
I just just wrote it down. You cheating son of a bitch.
I said neck up yes. It's just, yeah, yes. Just
fucking. I thought you were going by percentages. She might be seriously hurt.
Really?
They just had to write her out of War Games. She might have some neck problems already. I don't know how. she never bumps.
So she is the one now starting to beat some of Bianca's records? Is that what I'm
hearing? No. They're tag team partners. The implications, that's ridiculous, because Nia also sandbags like a motherfucker, as evidenced by the ugly-ass bump she takes.
That's where she has neck problems.
Yeah, it's Nia on her neck. They were probably going to lead to a breakup where they were wrestling at Mania against one another, but now she might miss Mania. Jesus. Now again, Nia tried to fuck that up, and that's both of you, buddy.
Oh, God, Nia almost broke her fucking arm.
Yep. Yeah, she's not coordinated.
Jesus Christ, that looked awkward as shit.
Jade eliminates Nia, it's 2-3.
Sure,
frame.
I'll take it. Fuck yeah.
So Nia should be, what, like a 10?
Fuck out there. That was 10.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Good, 8 eliminations.
Jesus.
Tied the women's record with Bianca Christ. And Shayna Baszler in this Rumble.
Who had her live?
I don't remember.
I think it was me.
Probably. Oh, that's why I'm me and Augie are just banking on the second Rumble you just having everybody. That's why this is hard. Poison. Poison. All right, so I'm winning by one then. If you are a yes to Jade, that's an important distinction.
What do you consider winning? Like you said, less nose or more nose?
That's real no winning here. Augie, we're both pigs.
Correct.
I don't know why I use that verbiage. 29 is me.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss this music.
Oh.
It is. Tiffy time! I just spilled my beer everywhere. Look, Tiffany Stratton does things to me.
That's what you would do to Scott, too. If he had a chance.
Oh my God, I'm glad we didn't vote for Trump this year. She voted for him 4 times.
Scott probably did, too.
It's because he didn't know how to fill out an exam.
I'm not gonna lie, I might have voted for the wrong governor because I fucking accidentally bubbled.
God damn it, Augie!
I bubbled it, I was like, oh, fuck.
We were voted for a governor, weren't we?
No.
No.
Rick Scott.
What?
Rick Scott?
Senator.
A senator. I didn't want to vote for him. And I did by accident. I already bubbled it, I was like, ah, fuck it, it's already done.
Augie's vote doesn't count.
Doesn't matter anyways.
I'm having a fucking heart attack. Damn, Augie, you're the fucking problem.
I didn't vote for Trump. That's all I gave a shit about. Well, that and the weed thing. And the abortion thing.
Oh, man. Over-under, is that like this? How many times is the word abortion missing on Botswana? My dad used to call things abortions all the time. And it always made me, like, not as uncomfortable as it should have been. Because it's arguably a funny phrase.
Arguably.
No. Allegedly.
I don't know how the abortion thing didn't pass, and I don't know how the weed thing didn't.
Oh, okay, this isn't the podcast for this. All right, Tiffany Stratton's got Becky Lynch.
I know it needs 60%, but how did it not get 60%? I was talking about weed as well. How the fuck? I know.
Because of all the old people who think it's bad.
I've probably smoked with 60% of the fucking Florida population.
Yeah, I'll give you know, but none of them can vote.
Wow! She's already in the room! That was a walk-off joke from Sam! God! I'll never see my wife again!
I don't know if she meant because they're Hispanic or because they're underage.
I don't know!
Both are not good.
Good Lord, number 30 is you.
I meant both.
Well timed. Also, well timed is Liv Morgan is number 30. Her comeback for what a year she's had.
Cheeto popcorn on the floor.
Ooh, oh, I was gonna have you throw it.
No,
today.
Ew!
Why, I don't know. Oh, since this afternoon. Oh, he lost his train of thought. Oh, I'm sorry. Did she break your concentration?
Yeah, it's number 2 with a bullet.
Oh, I'd like to see her with one.
What does it say on her
her chest? I think it says cry about it.
Is that like her catchphrase?
I don't think I've ever read her tits before.
What are you looking at?
He's got a new pastime.
Yeah, Hockey, if books were on tits.
You want to get me to read? There you go.
Hockey, if books were on tits, you'd be Matilda. someone should make that, though. Books on tits? That'd be a good idea. Alright, so I got Tiffy, Roxanne.
She a world champion? In the ring?
Oh yeah, she's the current fucking world champion.
She's the current world champion?
She is still fucking champ, yep.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's been champ since she beat Becky. World champion, Stone Company. I totally fucked up Stone Company. That's totally wrong. So yeah, so, she eliminates Roxanne. That's two for me. Zoe, sorry.
Oh, I got...
Zoe, start.
Who in the ring,
mm-hmm.
ring, is not in the company? Becky is, Liv is, Jade is for me.
Becky is not in the company.
Oh, that's right. Technically, she's not.
She's fucking
not going anywhere.
Becky is the only one. Everyone else is. I mean, it was this year. It's a little bit different. Oh, that's Roxanne eliminated by Tiffany Stratton. That's two for me. That'll be a future WrestleMania main event, probably. And it'll be really good. In my trousers.
Something about Tiffany annoys me.
She's got that, got that gymnast thing where it's like, oh, you're none of your no.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, is that what I meant to say? Oh, God. Did I say
Yeah.
I meant to say, what's the phrase I meant to say? Boomtown Rat is what I meant to say.
You can't say that either.
Okay, what's a Boomtown Rat?
What's wrong with Boomtown Rat?
What's wrong with Boomtown Rat? I like their song.
I said a boom, chicka boom.
Hey, you can't say boom nowadays. I'm talking about the Costco guys. Be careful.
Naomi's been there for a whole hour.
Yeah, she has. She's done jack all. She has one elimination. Oh, you know who the Rizzler is?
No. Hold on. Speaking of kids slang, I know what Riz is.
I know what Riz is, yeah.
What the fuck is the Rizzler?
He's a child meme that's now in AEW with the Costco guy. You know the Costco guys are, right?
He's a child meme?
Yeah, he's this
in...
kid.
You're just saying noun
and... Yeah, what the fuck?
Vegetable gremlin. Yeah, I don't know how else to describe it. I think he's like an internet like guy. Like he's like on TikTok guy. He's just a kid that like has like Riz. They call him the Rizzler. And he hangs out with the Costco guys. And they...
Who are the Costco guys?
You don't know the Costco guys?
I don't know the Costco guys.
I don't know them either.
I just heard about this like a few weeks ago from, I think, Barstool. They brought up Costco guys.
Yeah, because they just wrestled in AEW. Used to be a professional wrestler. And now they love Costco. And they go and they talk about the double chunk chocolate cookies. Sure. And the chicken bakes. And they're all the kids and the dad. And I've never felt older in my entire life.
Yeah, well, I'm older.
Oh, you have TikTok?
No.
Good for you. Neither do I.
I was about to ask you because you mentioned TikTok a lot. And I'm like, my only time that I view TikTok is when it gets, like, I guess, reposted to Instagram.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, same.
And Instagram. And even then, I'm not. No. I've unfortunately gotten addicted to fucking Township, the game.
What the fuck?
It's a farming game.
Oh, Augie, no.
I know, they got me.
Especially with your history.
Farming?
No, Lauren. Oh. Lauren played fucking Animal Crossing before it was a thing, I feel like.
No, not
Animal Crossing.
Farmville.
Yeah.
Farmville, yes.
Oh, my God.
Because Animal Crossing is a good game. Don't you dare besmirch the name of Animal Crossing.
Sorry.
It's a great Switch game.
So Naomi and Jade eliminate Becky, and then Jade eliminates Naomi. That's three for you and one for me.
Say that again? Hold on. What?
You have two for Jade and one for Becky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You should just do both cards.
I hope we could. It'd be like Richie and the Bear trying to figure out the planning. Go on 12. Tiffany is out. No, not yet.
Not yet, but it's coming.
Oh, God, I just got so fucking goddamn dizzy even thinking about doing that right now.
Yeah.
That's a code breaker.
So where were you going with the Rizzler question?
Bring it back.
It's just, that is...
Everybody.
Bailey eliminating Bianca and Tiffany.
That's all you, man.
Oh, fuck, that is four for me. Yippee. Bianca, Roxanne's out. Yeah, Roxanne's out. Okay. I don't think I ever took that one. Man, I missed like three people getting eliminated in this match. Do better, Paul. Dig Pat up so you can book your Rumbles. They're good. They need more organization.
Paul Heyman's still like around, yeah?
Yeah, he just came back.
Just came back.
From?
Bring Daddy Phil back to join storyline injury.
He got put. I was going to say injury? Like...
Yeah, gastro bypass. No, he got put through a table by the new bloodline.
Okay.
In a fucking baller moment. Yeah, so if I'm three, Bailey number three, you got two of these three, correct?
We'll go over this with the men's, I guess. I was going to say, who's the new bloodline? I know it's
It is Jacob.
Tonga.
No, it's not Timmy Tonga.
It's Timmy Tonga. It's
Tama Tonga.
Tama Tonga.
And Timmy Loa.
And
I said, no,
both Timmy Usos Loa. Or one Uso?
No.
The Usos are in the OG bloodline.
So it's
Solo Sikoa.
Oh, OG. Hold on. So I didn't know there was an OG bloodline. I just thought it turned into the new bloodline.
We got the bloodline Wolfpack. We got the bloodline with two L's like the core.
So we have the OG bloodline, which is Roman and the Usos.
And the Usos.
And then Sammy.
Yep,
Sammy.
And Punk.
But just for the match. Punk's
just
not
in the match. And then the new bloodline is Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, and Timmy Longa and Tama Toa.
Tonga Loa and Tama Tonga. She's saying rejected Taco Bell menu items.
The chimichanga.
Please be careful what you're saying.
Where's Alexa?
Still having that baby, man. She's enjoyed her time off.
And the pig? She got rid of the pig yet?
That pig's dead. That pig's in the fridge.
She's with that fucking singer, no?
Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, Ryan Cabrera.
Liv eliminates Jade. Bayley eliminates Liv. Bayley is your winner of the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble.
Jade, and she gets only herself.
Oh, great. Googly moogly.
Wait, so Jade went first. Then won.
I don't feel confident in my cards.
Bayley!
She wanted to have a great match with Io Sky and then get Nia Jax. Nia jacked up.
So,
oh shit! I'm
supposed after to this,
yeah,
and I watched no wrestling after this.
Correct.
What happened with Bayley?
So,
I don't know if she's not champion right now.
She won the title from Io Sky at WrestleMania after the Damage Control split up shortly after this, and had her like try to redeem myself by being a good person arc, and had good matches, but kind of was under-promoted, and then just lost to Nia, who won the Queen of the Ring this year. And now she's doing a...
She lost it to Nia?
I saw that shit live in my home state. It was the worst match on the show.
Bianca needs to cut her hair. There's her downfall right there.
Correct you are! Ooh, maybe you could be my Chip Grease.
Chip Grease?
I'll explain later. She's still around. She's still, you know, doing stuff. She's probably going to be either the replacement to Jade in War Games, or the story's going to be that she's not the replacement, and it's going to create, you know, controversy.
Because
Bianca doesn't trust her still.
So she longest in the ring?
I think she does lap Naomi. Naomi was one, she was three. So basically, if there was
barely,
2 minutes...
Yeah,
I do believe she does set the women's record in this match. Which they just keep resetting records and fucking doing shit.
So then she drops the belt to Nia, and then how long does Nia have the belt until she apparently drops it to Liv?
No, Nia's still... Remember, there's two champions.
Oh.
So it's Nia and Liv.
Oh, Nia's champion still now?
Yeah. So she's probably going to get cashed on by Tiffany Stratton at some point before Mania, because they're like
Tiffany
friends.
Tiffany won Money in the Bank?
Yeah. So that's kind of up in the air. So
what's she doing?
Rhea Ripley, she's been hurt twice this year. So it's kind of elongated the Liv program. The Liv program is still going on after Dom turned heel again. Well, turned extra heel.
He turned more heel.
But he's with Liv now.
You know what happened?
No.
Dom is with Liv now.
Oh, yeah. I kind of
a mommy who is Rhea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that in social media.
Yeah. I saw that live, too. So Dominic, Dominic Mysterio kissed Liv Morgan on the lips.
He's never been more angry at someone.
Well, I'm not into Rhea as much as...
It or Dom doing it?
I don't think as much as Mullet is into Rhea, but I'm more into Liv.
So they're still together because Rhea was hurt.
So he was already a heel, but he was with Rhea, and then he...
Betrayed her, became ultra heel.
Yeah.
It was honestly so masterfully done. It was beautiful.
It's the same thing that Finn Balor turned on Priest. To have Gunther win the title.
And then the same night that Roman came back.
Yeah.
Finn Balor hasn't been world champion, has he?
The first day. When he got called up and beat Rollins at SummerSlam for the Universal title, and he tore his fucking shoulder out. And then Vince is like, nope, he's too weak. You're not eating enough potatoes. Vince's words, not mine. Just, you know. All right, so let's count them up. It's 8, 12. I'm also analyzing.
You started with 8?
Yeah, Bayley.
Oh, you're starting backwards.
8, 12. I'm just counting them in order of how I have. 15, 18, 21, 24, 26, 29. 31. Excellent. 33. 34. 35. 37. Gorgeous. 40. Ooh, that's not bad for a 15 person.
30. 40.
That's the Naya card.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, 10's rough. 10's hurt a lot. I think you had it worse than I did, definitely.
48 and 4 is 52.
Yeah, I had 44.
If it wasn't for Naya, I had like a bunch of 2s. I was like, oh, we're good. But
see, I didn't have a lot of 2s. I had a lot of 3s, so that should add it up. But
now you guys twos. Know how it One. Normally is for me.
No, I don't. I know. I just know how this is earlier because you fall asleep.
2.
That's true.
Okay,
3,
phone nearby.
4,
5,
Message. 6. I have 6 2s.
Is she awake? Oh, it's fireworks. Never mind. I thought I heard walking upstairs, but it was...
You hear fireworks here from Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not far. It's just the roads still you have to go all the way fucking around. When they connect everything, we're going to be like 5-10 minutes from Disney.
You probably... Yeah, you'll be closer.
6... Yeah, I had like 6... Oh, I had 7... I had 7 twos.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hmm. Alrighty. Well, one rumble is in the books. I honestly don't feel as bad as I thought I was going
to. No, me neither. I got to take a piss and reset, and then...
Yeah, I might eat the rest of that pasta. So yeah, so we will see you next week for the men's rumble. Samantha will be
officially
won't be doing a fucking crossword puzzle.
Shut the fuck up, you guys started around me.
Because you have to take care of the child.
Yeah.
Why do you even bother reclining the chair?
Well, I thought you were gonna walk by.
You could have been you could have already been folding the cards, but God, do you not know your place after all these years?
Woman, get to work!
Come on.
Mine is at home cleaning!
Well, she was studying.
She was studying, but then she decided to her brakes are cleaning.
I run a tight ship.
I like. Right, well, I allow it, but Sam knows the real thing.
All right, for Ariel Castro, this is Big Chris Wallet. You watched the new JonBenet documentary?
My God!
Watch the last one.
Yeah, you want to do that instead of watching?
No.
I'm
not a big documentary guy.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. What if they're about dead kids?
Who got murdered by their parents?
Probably.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Listen.
Thanks for listening to Podswoggle. you know where to find us if you're still listening to this point. Sorry there wasn't a draft this year. We just fucking ran out of time. This year's been rough for everybody. And the next ones are going to be rough too. So enjoy what you can get. We'll try to do Rumble Pick'ems. The Rumble will be held at Augie's house this year.
Yeah.
But I still think we're going to try to do, possibly Friday night, the Podswoggle Rumble. So if Jillian can defend her title from...
she needs to play it again?
She has barely played.
But she's going to play again.
She's going to play again, so we need to start doing that over the next couple months.
Yeah.
I do believe Rip said that, hey, he has a controller. Rip might try to play. If we can get enough, PS4 controllers, however we pull out to play, it'd be a lot of fun. Just saying. So, be on the lookout for that.
And everyone can be better than me.
You sucked. Anything you want to plug?
No.
Has Augie ever plugged anything on a
Miami platform? Roller Hockey.
Yeah, Miami Roller Hockey. You can check it out and other stuff. And
yeah, but we're belly up. They're not. They're MiamiRollHockey.com.
No, we're good. Yeah. It's still going.
Pay the bills.
Right from here pays part of the bills, yeah. And is there a documentary on Jimmy Rice?
Jimmy Rice?
Is that my saying the first name right? I know there's a kid with the last name Rice. It's from Florida.
That got killed?
Yes.
Adam Walsh?
Adam Walsh?
No, it's not Adam Walsh. I said Rice.
Jimmy Walsh?
Jimmy Walsh.
Who the fuck is Jimmy? Are you talking about Jerry Rice, the wide receiver? Someone killed Jerry Rice? All right. In honor of Chuck Woolery, every year we're going to ask if Jerry Rice is still alive. Until Jerry Rice dies.
Who's the new replacement for Chuck Woolery?
Jerry Rice.
Is it Jerry Rice?
Yeah, Jerry Rice. Wherever you're
I might have been off because it's not Tamir Rice, so we'll figure it out later.
Jesus Christ, love you.
See, if there was a documentary, I wouldn't know about it.
This is why we don't ask you if you have anything to plug.
If there was a documentary, I would have known about it.
Any final thoughts?
No,
that was it.
Great.
That's it. I'm out of thoughts.
Excellent final thoughts, Tamir
brain's
Rice.
Brain's not working.
What'd you say?
His brain's
not working.
Don't forget to, tweets about Skibbity.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask me how to fucking spell it.
What is
for
Skibbity?
For Augie.
Yeah, fucking Jimmy Rice! He made it to 10. Oh no! It was 16 days before 10. He was 9.
For Augie, this is Mullet signing off for Podswoggle, wrestling podcast with entertainment. Man, when people used to listen to this, this would have been a problematic episode. I know, back then we didn't give a fuck. If anything's ever notable of me in the world of what? News and pop culture and entertainment, I got to delete the first 20-25 episodes of Podswoggle.
He's not good at speaking today. He mentioned that Zelina Vega took it on the floor earlier.
I also said someone got tag teamed.
Yeah, someone got tag teamed.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.
Hit me in the face with a titty, why don't you? Hit me in the face with a titty, why don't you? Hit me in the face with a titty, why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you?
Why don't you?